This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know who's taking you home, and loving you so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, who's taking you home, I'm loving you so, the way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time
what do you want to know about technology? This is your opportunity every week. It's our expanded one-hour Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen, the Good Day overview of your technological wonders, how you're dealing with your technological wizardry. There's that email that I get constantly. Why are you doing this program? Because I want to learn. I didn't ever tell you I had expertise in everything that I talked about on the air. As a matter of fact, I think it's clear most of the time that I don't have a lot of expertise.
But that's the beauty of this.
In many things, of course.
This hour, or this part of the show, is that there are people out there like you that have the same questions that you do.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that's why we are here. Greg and I are here to help you through this.
Right. Greg Steben, who is the editor at Men's Health Magazine of Technology, technological editor at Men's Health. Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, in charge of technology at our originating network, Radio America. He's also done a good job of figuring out how to use Mac products and Apple products and all of that good stuff. I will tell you, with a little help from my niece, I got my... because it was necessary. Because I went around on Friday night at dinner, and my sister, I had to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to get the airplane. And so I said, anybody volunteering to take me to the bus at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning? Nope. So I hadn't gotten my Uber app on my iPhone yet. And so my niece, Kelsey, who's very smart, she has a master's degree in nuclear engineering, so she's... She can figure out how to make the computer work. She said, okay, Uncle Dougie, let's look at this. 4 seconds later, I had the Uber app and all set.
Yeah, so, and by the way, just for you don't need a master's degree in nuclear engineering to be able to download the Uber app on your iPhone.
No, thank you, Rich.
But if a master's degree...
Right, can't hurt.
It's there. No, it doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt. Okay, so with that sort of in the background, I was actually one of my pals, Holland Cook, who's somebody that's been associated with my program and us for a long time, goes there every year and he does his overview and yada, yada, yada. So he did a lot of that last week as the CES got ramped up. And so when you think about the number of people there, Greg, the number of things that are presented, how can anybody digest all of that stuff? There are tens of thousands of items and hundreds of thousands of people. How does it get anywhere?
Well, I mean, so first of all, it's divided into sections. So there's the, you know, the hardware, the car people, the fitness tracker people, the, you know, it's just, it's kind of like a department store. So generally speaking, no matter who you are, you're going to stick to certain sections of CES because it literally would be physically impossible to see it all. I mean, I don't even think you could physically walk at all, even if you didn't stop and look at her.
I walked it all, but
talking. So you pick the things that are of interest to you, and there's the certain hot areas. Automotive is hot. The Internet of Things is hot. There's an area called Eureka Park, which is dedicated to start. I mean, this is really hardcore pre-funding, or I should say pre-marketing. Maybe funded, but pre-market startups. That has actually been one of the hottest areas of CES because this is really the stuff you're going to see next year or 2 years or 5 years from now that might just change the world around you.
Huh. All right. So how would you, when you look at, I'm always intrigued by, Richie and I have talked about this back and forth for a couple of years, the internet, so-called Internet of Things. What is the Internet of Things versus the Internet? There's supposed to be an Internet, another Internet. So, and you laugh when I ask this question.
Well, increasingly, things around you are having Internet connections. So, for instance, just as an example, at Christmas, Jody and I were making dinner for friends and family, and she had found all these videos on YouTube, and she was using YouTube to prepare dishes she had never made before, and she kept running back over to her computer on the counter, watching the video, and going back and preparing something. And my wife Jody is she's not a forward thinking technology person. She uses it and she understands the benefits. And I laughed and I said, I think you now understand why people might want to have an internet connected refrigerator with a screen on the door. Because instead of running back and forth to your computer, and now when you carry your computer upstairs, it's gonna have flour and, you know, sugar all over it. You could just be standing at the refrigerator and watching these videos. Well, that is an Internet of Things conversation, because 5 years ago, the idea of having the Internet connected to your refrigerator would have seemed absurd, or to your coffee maker or your dishwasher or the oven. But today, you can begin to imagine, and in fact, Samsung rolled out a bunch of Internet-connected refrigerators that do things like take a picture of inside the refrigerator, and they essentially post them to a web page for your refrigerator. So when you're at the market, you can look and see, are we going to run out of ketchup? Did we run out of something?
But also
having a screen on the door so that you can do things like watch cooking videos.
And basically, Doug, this is nothing more than a very simple iPad or, you know, notebook type thing attached to your refrigerator.
Yeah.
But there's so many.
You don't have to think.
But there's so many more things an internet-connected refrigerator could do. It could notify you if the temperature got too hot inside. It could notify you if it was malfunctioning. And again, I think for a lot of families, just being able to look in and see how much milk there is. Imagine the milk was in a clear container.
Let me tell you something.
You'd know whether you needed to stop at the store and get more milk or not on the way home from work.
We have three people in my house that shop at the grocery store: my mother-in-law, my wife, and myself. And neither one of us ever talk to each other about what we got. So one of us will bring milk home, not knowing that the other one had just brought 2 gallons of milk home. And it's constant. I mean, you look in our pantry, and there are 15 duplicates. We just cleaned the pantry. So things like this would really come in handy.
Well, and so then weave in, you know, what is Amazon's dream of the Internet and the Internet of Things? Instead of you looking at the picture to see how much milk there is, imagine if your refrigerator is weighing the milk, understands that if the carton weighs X, that the carton is 90% gone, and so instead of you having to look to see if you need milk, it just tells you you need milk, and then your Amazon Echo just orders it for you, and it shows up in an hour or at the designated time.
That's the big hit here. At CES, there were thousands and thousands of items this year, and one of the running jokes at CES was, it works with Alexa.
Yes.
And so that is the thing that ties all of these Internet of Things devices together. But it may not be as...
I'm going to tell you a personal experience that I had with Alexa in a moment. How dangerous is Alexa? You want to know what is going on in your house? Maybe you don't want to know what's going on in your house. But there are things about this is really the end of the line for me. My sister, as I said, got one of these, and she showed me what it can do. There will never, ever, ever be an Alexa in my house.
I'll take a bet on that.
Okay. 15, unless you move in. It's 15 past the hour.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part E pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Jim owns a gym. and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
All right, 17 after the hour. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, technology editor there. Rich McFadden now. Alexa in your house. As I said, it will never, ever, ever, ever be in my house. My sister got one of these for Christmas.
What kind of phone do you have, Doug?
I have an iPhone. Oh, you
think already
that's
have
going to be,
it's just
it's
called
be Alexa-ized?
Is that what you're saying? Well, it's just called Siri. It's the same. It's the,
but
it's
Siri can't listen to what you're talking about in the house. You,
sure,
have to,
yes.
You have to go to Siri and hit the button twice in order to get to Siri. With Alexa...
Not when it's plugged in.
What do you mean? Plugged
when
into
it's
the...
plugged in, it's listening.
When you're charging it?
Yes. It's in
have you shut
mode.
It off? What happens if you shut it off?
You can turn that off, yes. You can turn that feature off.
All right, so anyway, there's a morning crew in Boston, Callahan and O'Leary or something. I don't know. A couple of Boston radio guys. So one morning last week after Christmas... The guy said, all of you get your Alexa and device and put it next to the speaker of the radio. So lots of people did. And these guys, when they came back from a break just like this, said, Alexa, turn the heat up to 95 degrees. So thousands of homes, the heat went up to 95 degrees because Alexa's listening to the radio next to the speaker.
Only if you put Alexa next to the radio with the speaker, and only if Alexa is connected to your thermostat.
Well, a lot of people are doing that, right? What's your Alexa going to do?
Nothing right yet. I have two.
What about yours, Greg?
I haven't connected it to my thermostats, but I have the thermostats. I could.
Here's what Alexa does.
It's a funny idea, and by this time next year, people have Alexa connected to a lot of things.
Okay, but if they're listening, this sounds like a dangerous element for me. Anyway,
here's how it works. You ready?
Yep.
Alexa is always listening for you to say the trigger word, Alexa, Echo, or Amazon. And it is always keeping the 60 seconds previous to when you say the trigger word. Locally, on the device, it does not send that 60 seconds of audio anywhere. So 60 seconds from now, when you say the word, it's always over-recording. It's always over-recording. It's always over-recording. Then when you actually say the trigger word, Alexa, it takes one-tenth of a second before you say the word, and the actual query, Alexa, turn the thermostat up to 72, it sends that up, and then it looks for the command.
Mm. Well,
until it's hacked.
I just say this is another rung on the ladder of complete lack of privacy. No privacy whatsoever.
Yes.
None, zero, nada.
By choice.
Right, by choice.
Yeah, I suppose by choice. Yeah, you don't have to have all of the... I'm going back to my flip phone. The hell with all that other stuff. And you guys can keep laughing at me. At least nobody's going to know what's going on. Not that I have anything to hide.
Yeah,
I sound like Whoopi Goldberg. I don't mind because I got nothing to hide. That's not the point. It's none of your business what I may be saying behind the scenes or whatever.
Well,
anyway,
the interesting thing is that there are skeptics out there that think that really the 60 seconds that does get recorded locally can be accessed by Amazon. And think about this. What TV show in the other room? What argument is going on in the house?
Yeah,
what
right.
gunshot is mm-hmm. going off that mm-hmm. could be summoned, subpoenaed by the courts?
And so just to tease something here, we should talk about the murder case where they believe that one of the clues to the murder is on the Amazon Echo in that 60 seconds before it was triggered.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, in that case, I guess it would be good. Right, so maybe the government's going to mandate that we all have access to Alexa so they can find out what we're doing. Of course, everybody's guilty.
Why not? They make you do flu shots now so they can control your body. What's the difference?
All right. Yeah. 21 after the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him, Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Greg Stebbin on our Tech Talk Hour. The focus now, well, I know you want to go back to Alexa for a minute, because there was one piece of the pie. I'm sure there are many pieces of the pie that we left out. But what was there? We were
the murder case.
The privacy, and then using Alexa as a witness in a murder case. How in the world are they going to pull that off?
Well, what always happens in the murder mystery movie, right? The detective comes upon the body, and it's about he or she's about to die, and the last spoken words are the clue. So yep. Just remember, if you're ever being murdered and you have an Amazon Echo, just say, Alexa, It's Doug Steffen.
Great. That's what we want.
You need your murder keyword.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the idea... I wish they had that. I was talking about this movie that's out now called The Witness, which is the story of a 40-year-old murder in New York of a lady named Kitty Genovese. 38 people watched it, and nobody said or did anything about this woman as she was being murdered. And
I remember that.
You remember that. Yeah,
me too.
You think about some of these things, and you know the technology would be good under that circumstance. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see where that goes. All right, let's go. Let's move on now to the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone. It was 10 years ago today, Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone. What did he not see that became or is becoming obvious to users of the iPhone? And full disclosure, I have an iPhone 6. You guys both have iPhone, what, 6s
and
7s?
I'm an Android user, but
the Android
same
guy.
Principle applies.
Yeah, okay, what is it?
I don't think anyone at Apple anticipated how important the camera would become.
Oh, yes.
And in fact, if you go back and you watch the keynote introducing the iPhone 7, at some point, I think it was Tim Cook, but somebody during the keynote actually said, for many people, the iPhone 7 will be the best camera they've ever owned in their life.
It's
and I
the,
think
the reason
people,
I bought it.
Is
yeah,
it?
The reason to buy it is because of the camera.
Mm-hmm. All right. So under that circumstance, then, can they keep making them better, or are they as good as they need to be, and you can spend time and money working on other facets of the technology? I mean, by the way, I am so blown away by what this thing can do. Looking at hundreds, if not thousands, of apps that you can download, what happens when it gets jammed up? What happens, right? It was something that happened the other day.
Right. You have a 32 gigabyte, a 64 gigabyte, 128 gigabyte phone or whatever it is, and you can fill it up, and you will need to delete some of that. And that's one of the things that my wife drives me crazy on, is that she never deletes anything, pictures, anything, and I end up having to manage it for her.
What a tough job you got, Richie, you poor thing.
When you have, let me tell you something. When you have four iPhones and three computers and four iPads in your house, it is a part-time job managing all of that technology in your house.
So let's see what the point here is. Richie's got one. His wife's got one. His mother-in-law's got one. Who's got the fourth one?
My son.
At how? At what age?
12.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, stop it.
Right. What do you think of that, Greg?
You mean he wouldn't have been happy with a basketball instead?
He's got a basketball, too.
Okay, good.
Four or five of them, actually.
Basketballs and iPhones. There you go. Let me think. Yeah. If I choose one and not the other, which one do I choose? I just think that that's... Yesterday, we had dinner with... my daughter and her husband and Miles, and he's 2 years old. And for the first time this week, they showed him a 40-second video of a train on the iPhone, and he went bananas watching it. But they hold it away from his face, and this is my daughter. I've been banging. I'm talking about this, getting it into my daughter's head, and she agreed. Husband agreed. This is the first little chip in it, but it is kind of cute to see.
He'll have his own iPad in 3 months.
No, he won't. 28, not at all. Greg Stebbin, 28 past the hour here on Tech Talk Time.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's time to announce our choice for the craziest lawsuit-related story of the year. It involves a nature photographer who was sued by the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. To make a long story short, a monkey in Indonesia took a picture of himself using the photographer's camera. It was hilarious, and the monkey's selfie went viral. Unfortunately, that's when the real monkey business started. PETA's lawsuit claimed that the monkey, not the photographer, should get all the money generated by the picture. Their lawsuit, however, ignored the fact that Congress has never given animals the right to sue over intellectual property, and that the photo happened only because of the photographer's meticulous work in setting up the shot. Let's be fair. If you think this lawsuit sounds bananas, you're not alone. A federal judge ruled that the monkey can't own a copyright. PETA, however, has appealed that decision, and a ruling is now pending. See the picture and learn more by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Other side of the hour, so 34 past the hour, 26 before the new hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the Rich McFadden on our Tech Talk Hour, here to reach out and grab you by the ears. Hopefully they're real ones and not artificial ears, figuring out what's going on in technology. We were talking with Greg Stebbins in the last half hour about some of the technology at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, took place last week. When you were watching the Golden Globes, did you notice, those of you who didn't get up and leave the room while the ads were on, good for you.
I skipped everyone, so tell me.
Did you? Well, there were about every other ad, and I may be exaggerating a little bit, but man, did they spend a lot of dough on that show promoting the new Chrysler Pacifica, which is a self-driving car that also has a, it's one of these, the cross hybrid, what do they call it?
A hybrid.
A hybrid, that's it, right. So it gets about 89 miles to a gallon, and now they're going to sooner or later put one out that drives itself. The technology will become more reliable and more affordable, so they say. That's about $44,000 for one of these things now, which I don't really know what the average minivan goes for. I'm guessing it may not be quite about $40,000 for a pack-loaded
35 to 40 grand, yeah.
Ricky and I are both
ridiculous
car fans. So we bring a certain amount of expertise and interest to this. I wonder if it isn't too technological, though, for the average buyer, or at least at this point, are buyers being put off by two? I mean, I look at my new car, and I look at the other cars that are around. The car I rented here, I rented a Ford Taurus from Avis.
Yeah.
And it's quite a good car,
yeah,
frankly.
I have the Lincoln MKS, which is the Lincoln version of that, yeah.
Yeah. And all the razzle-dazzle stuff in
it. Love it.
It has the it has a device. Well, I guess the point I'm making here is it has so much in the way of devices. GPS is like old hat now. I'm just getting used to using it. And now, all the cars have got GPS. But there are other things that it has in it that really kind of intrigued me.
Let me stop you right there for one second.
They put me off a little bit, too. Yeah.
In-car GPS, in the main, is dated the day you drive it out of the showroom.
That's why I use Waze or Map.
Your map systems on your phone is constantly being updated. Every time you open Waze, it's been updated five minutes ago.
The GPS sends you around.
Or Google Maps.
The one in my car, this one, they'll send you around in circles. Although the Japanese cars have better, it would seem, maybe more updated. Is there a way of download? Do you think some of these cars, Richie, have a way to download automatically?
They will at some point. See, your car isn't connected to the internet, which is why it's
It would be if you plugged it in. If you bring your iPhone and you can use the internet. You can use the iPhone to go through the speakers in your car.
Right, but that's Bluetooth. So it's not connected to the internet, and they do have cars now that do have internet available to them, but you got to pay for the service. And maybe in those cars, it tells the map, by the way, here are all the updates in the roads around you last night. But until then, your phone is the better navigation system.
Is that kind of like having Wi-Fi in a plane? That same sort of thing? Would you have expect to have Wi-Fi in your car sooner or later?
Yes.
Yeah. And what will that cost?
$10 a month.
Just like Wi-Fi in the car,
right? Just like if you have an extra iPad in your phone account, it's going to be $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
To get Wi-Fi.
In Israel, where I was a couple 3 weeks ago, the standard is much different there than it is here for technology because they're far advanced. They're much more technologically savvy, and they do have the connection of Wi-Fi in the cars. The car that took me around had Wi-Fi in it.
It's a little different.
How so?
Israel's the size of New Jersey.
Yep.
So it's a lot easier to build.
Why would that make it different, really?
A technically connected infrastructure there than it would be to do it all the way across this country. We're at many disadvantages here in the United States because it's just so big. So to be able to put... There are communities around the United States that offer free Wi-Fi everywhere you walk in their city. And that's probably what
Washington, can you get it where you live in Washington?
No, not in Washington. I mean, there are, I think, Reston around here has free Wi-Fi wherever you go.
Really?
So if you do that in New Jersey, the whole state, or Israel, the whole country, you could be connected everywhere you go within that community. But it also gives them the ability to survey you and watch what you're doing wherever you go.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm just not interested.
On this Chrysler Pacifica, okay, you get 566 miles out of a tank full of gas, which helps generate the power and keep you going. So it switches back and forth between electric and gas, depending on when your batteries are getting low. You need to charge it. It takes 2 hours to charge this thing. So if you're sitting at the house and you got to wait 2 hours for it to charge, and it says right here on their website that it charges with their charger that you have to buy from the dealer, not included, to get it to charge in 2 hours. I would hope that you can just start this car up and use the gasoline engine and charge on that as you're driving to the grocery store.
Wasn't that what the idea is?
Yeah, drive, I would think.
But they charge while you're driving?
But they still have charging stations at your house. You go to Trader Joe's, you'll see the charging stations. You go to a lot of malls, you'll see the charging stations.
Yep.
So I don't know whether it can fully charge on the gas engine around it. The other thing is, it's got a 10-year warranty on the batteries. Now, I know we have a disposable society day where you buy a car and you drive it for 10 years and throw it away. Mm-hmm. But, man, what do you do in 10 years when that battery's gone? How much does it cost, and what do they do with the
new
old batteries?
You watch, Tesla develop really inexpensive batteries. And by that time, he doesn't want to have expensive batteries for his cars, so we'll develop them for everybody.
I hope. And then the other thing would be, when you have to buy the batteries, what do they do with the old batteries? And then
they do with old batteries now. They chop them up, put them in, they melt them down, they take the metal out of the inside of them and reuse that. They chop up the cases and put it with tires in linoleum and on asphalt.
Yeah.
That's what they do with it.
I hope so. That's a real bonus here is you can get up to a $7,500 tax credit because it is a full-size vehicle. You get the full tax credit. So there might be, the thing costs $44,000, but you might be able to get a little bit of that back.
Yeah. All right. So that makes it worthwhile, doesn't it?
It certainly is a definite advantage.
Yeah. All right. So we're continuing our focus. It's almost like sci-fi tech. Instead of tech, we'll call it sci-fi.
We are almost tech. The Jetsons. We're almost there.
Yeah, we're almost there. Here's George Jetson.
Flying cars.
Dung, 42 past the hour on Tech Talk time.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist. And I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution. And I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleep, F-O-R-life.com, sleepforlife.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, 46 after the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden. We were talking about the CES Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where they saw a big dose of adult entertainment delivered via reality headsets. One of the sites is called Naughty America. Studios that deliver wraparound 3D video content at the CES show. They brought people into a private room to show them some of their film. I mean, what you see on the film is what you see no matter what when it comes to this kind of stuff.
For the virtual
reality.
Having
a 360-degree video in 3D, I don't know. I think
that's the next big thing for the naughty industry is that they're going to get into this virtual reality and augmented reality.
Yeah,
and the difference between virtual reality is you'll put the little goggles on, and you will see a whole virtual world. It's the somebody who's in front of you and doing whatever. Versus augmented reality, which is it takes your real world, what's right in front of you, and it overlays something on top of it. So, like with Pokemon. You walk out in the street, and you're looking at the street. You can see the ground, but then you also see this little creature that you need to catch to help get points for the game. That's augmented reality. And the adult industry is really going to get into this.
You know, I've been looking at this. Makes me think about we have this really wild weather that is traveling across the country, and I've noticed a couple of television stations have updated the way they do weather for it. I don't know if it makes them any more accurate or not, but they're using new technology to track storms and to analyze, so not just tracking it, but to analyze how much water is in them, how much snow potential there is, what's the wind, where's it going to hit, what time's it going to hit, all of these things to the point where I think you and I have talked about the way I use the weather in the summertime. I don't pay much attention to it in the winter when I'm not on the farm. But when I need to bale hay, for example, I need to know that I've got a window of 3 or 4 hours to get it done. So I look at the hour by hours.
Yes.
And for the most part, they're pretty accurate. Sometimes they're off, you know, like 3 or 4 hours on the farm when you're trying to get hay and can make a big difference. But I've noticed that they're pretty tight with the information. But how much more of this stuff, how much more sophisticated, this is just one example.
A lot.
You know, can you get to be able to predict? People say, the forecasts are always wrong anyway. Well, maybe this will fix that, change it.
I see a day in the next 10 years where you will know what the weather's going to be for your whole summer.
Really?
Where you will be able to be in April, and you will know that in July, it's going to be a wet July, and you're going to have this many days of rain or something like that.
So you know what will happen? The airlines will be the first to use that.
Oh, sure.
They'll price the trips according to when the weather is best. Weather bad, cheap flight.
Yep.
Weather
it's
good,
coming.
Expensive flight.
Oh, it's absolutely coming.
I can see that happening. Yeah. Isn't that amazing, huh? How much you make your... It just gives you a headache to think about it. Unless you can use it and have fun with
Why fight it?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to enjoy... I'm trying to take it a step at a
time. You're enjoying your iPhone. That's
technology.
I am. Enjoy it. Use it.
Yeah. The iPhone I am enjoying. I take pictures and stuff. Yeah. All right. Good advice. Thank you. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, this segment of the Tech Talk Hour. It's 10 minutes for the hour now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage.
But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Impressive, that's what people use to describe this program, the DJV experience, and I concur 100%. Very impressive. I'm Doug, she's Jennifer, but more impressive is Victoria with, well, not more, but in this circumstance, she's got technology wrapped. So we're going to talk in this portion of the program about the new calendar feature. This is right up what we were just talking about, Victoria, in terms of fitness, et cetera,
right,
et cetera. And Twitter users are in the focus as well. So a couple of important stories for those of you who are techies or technologists or both coming right up here on DJV.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, now 56 past the hour here as we get into technology focus. The new calendar feature from Google, Victoria, s'il vous plaît, will you explain, Z?
Muy bien. Last year, Google launched a new calendar feature that allowed you, if you are a Google phone user or an Android user, it allows you to track your fitness goals. Now, they've actually launched an update so that you can connect with Google Fit, and if you have an iPhone, Google can now also connect to your Apple Health, which has all of your fitness goals and everything's in it. So it's a really fun feature. It helps with New Year's resolutions. This is the time of year when people start to slack off on them. So your Google Calendar will keep track of how many steps you take, and if you have it set in your morning routine that you get up every day at 5 a.m. to take a jog, then it will tell you when you have completed that task. It will mark it off your calendar, or if you don't do it, it will reschedule it for you. So it sort of it's a nice reminder to make sure you get to the gym or whatever your fitness goal is for the day. Google will keep alerting you to it all day long on your calendar.
It looks like a daughter on your head, which is great.
Could that be annoying, though, under
Could
the circumstances,
be.
You think?
Yeah, if you're a person who needs motivation, then maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. Now, let's see what Twitter users are going to have as a connection to WikiLeaks.
Well, WikiLeaks really freaked a lot of people out on Friday. They tweeted that they were thinking about building a list of verified Twitter users and their personal info. Now, verified users on Twitter are mostly celebrities. Politicians, people in government, anyone who is... Twitter only verifies a certain number of people, and you have to be at a certain status. So this obviously was really freaky, because the tweet read, "We're thinking of making an online database with all verified Twitter accounts and their family /job/financial/housing/relationships. I mean, that is every part of someone's personal life. WikiLeaks was threatening to make this database. A lot of people did not like this, and WikiLeaks eventually deleted the tweet, but this is something that even the hacktivist group called Anonymous, they tweeted and said this was just blatant intimidation on behalf of WikiLeaks and that this was not cool. Twitter is going to have to get involved if this is something they do, because Twitter has very strong privacy settings. Mm-hmm. So this would obviously be a violation of those. And Twitter is also, I think, probably a little nervous that maybe they could get hacked, or that someone on the inside could share information with WikiLeaks about their most prominent users, which would be bad news for Twitter.
How about, what is it bad news for WikiLeaks?
Well, I don't think there's any bad news for WikiLeaks.
No.
Nothing negative
there's
about
no bad
They're
going to
release
them.
Stuff no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's going to scare a lot of people away from using Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. I don't like using it anyway, even though I'm doing it.
You haven't done it
I have too much
You'll
to
like
say,
it.
And I can't say it in 140 characters. I don't know what that says about me, because I've got to get my work done here. It's 59 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.